This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. The final application I would make based on our study of the life of King Solomon is this. God wants us to humbly trust Him and pursue a long obedience in the same direction. There are many times Solomon humbly trusted in God and sought to obey what he determined was God's will. He didn't want to impulsively judge and punish those who had tried to usurp the throne preemptively. He showed mercy and grace toward them, but with some boundaries to keep them in check. When they foolishly stepped beyond the boundaries, he firmly dealt with them. When faced with a temptation to selfishly ask for an abundance of things and victory over his enemies, he humbly asked for a discerning heart to wisely fulfill his royal responsibilities. When faced with building the temple for God, he followed instructions carefully and didn't skimp on the quality of the materials that went into the building. He humbly dedicated the temple to the Lord and was blessed to see God respond with his presence filling the temple. In his writings on relationships, marriage, and sex, he was careful to spell out clearly warnings on the perils of compromise. He also encouraged his readers to heed the instructions of their parents. But when it came to practicing what he preached and taught, he compromised and tripped over his own words and warnings. He knew better, but multiplied his wives, intermarrying with pagan worshipers and allowing his own heart to no more be fully devoted to the Lord his God. He didn't finish well. The tragedy of not pursuing a lifelong obedience in the same direction. The tragedy of misused privilege.